The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early. Got the eggs going, coffee, tea, got all this great stuff going. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. 10 of them, not 12, not 15. 10. So let me go through that list with you. We're going to tackle that today, and hopefully that makes you a better investor. So number one, know where you are. Take inventory of what you have. Number two, where are you going? Okay, that's a GPS roadmap. We'll get there. Talk about inflation and so forth. Number three, lifestyle, travel. What do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to do when you transition to retirement? Number four, protect oneself. Insurance reviews, long-term care insurance. Number five, A Tale of Two Retirements. Tell a story about Mary Charles Dickens' classic between England and France and taxation. Well, guess what? In comes retirement, we want to look at your taxation structure and what you can do to try to protect yourself there. So Tale of Two Retirements is number five on a list of 10 things you must do before you retire. By the way, I said must with a big M. Number six, legal, wills, healthcare proxies, updating old wills, all that fun stuff. Number seven, on things you must do. It sounds like a David Letterman thing here, right? Number seven, risk reward of the markets. Number eight, dealing with debt in retirement, reducing debt strategies. Number nine, invest like an institution. We'll get to that one. Number 10 of the 10 things you must do with the capital M is leaving a legacy and how you can leave a legacy to your children, grandchildren, and so forth. And the reason why we're tackling this topic today, the 10 things you must do before you retire, because that will be the name of my latest book that I'm working on right now. I'm writing it, editing it, writing it, back and forth. It'll be my eighth book in retirement, and I think this is a good one because it's going to consolidate all the kind of other books and ideas and break it down to 10 things you must do. So some people come in and say, hey, I've updated my will. That's great. That's awesome. Hey, I've actually looked into long-term care insurance and it's too expensive, or I got it, long-term care insurance. Great. When I retire, I want to travel. Great. Check that box off. Number three, that's at least you know what you want to do when you retire. But very few people have all the 10 things that one must do, I believe must do, to enjoy a comfortable retirement, you know, close the door on risk, you know, with insurances, close the door on all kinds of craziness, not having your wills updated and so forth. You know, so these are the things we want you to do. 10 things, and then you can just enjoy retirement. So let's tackle number one. Know where you are. Well, of course, that sounds... I know where I am. I live right... Okay. Know where you are goes beyond that. It kind of takes an inventory of all the different things that you have. Now, think about it. You may have a Roth IRA sitting out there somewhere. Maybe two companies ago, you have a 401k plan or 403b plan out there somewhere. It's not consolidated in one statement. It's all over the place, right? Are you nodding your head like I'm nodding my head? Yes, we're doing this over radio. Yes, I'm nodding my head. Yes, there are things all over the place. So know where you are. It's not just as easy as saying, I get the statements here. I get some statements there. It's consolidating those statements on online brokerage or somewhere where you could see everything you have so you could take proper inventory, because it's going to help you determine where you are for retirement. And how are those items registered? Are they registered individual names? Are they joint tenants right survivorship? Was it death in a family? Was it divorce in a family? All these type of things. Do you have the right primary beneficiaries? Do you have the right contingent beneficiaries? Oh, God, Ken, too much. Seriously, when you take inventory of what you have, it's not only the investment they have, people get statements all the time, it's digging, making sure that you know it's right. I mean, you got married in the last 10 years, you opened an account 20 years ago. Maybe you want to add joint tenants' rights of survivorship on that. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. We're tackling number one right here. Know where you are, taking inventory of what you have. How is it registered? Should it be individually owned? Should be joint tenants right survivorship? Is it organized? You know, we give out organizers to our clients. And it's Mahoney Asset Management organizer. And in that organizer are different tabs, bank statements, insurance statements, brokerage statements, investment statements, you know, wills, things like that. It's all in one organizer. I know it's hard to get all these things done. Of course, you can go to Staples and get one of these things too. But it'd be really nice, God forbid anything happened to you, that your children or grandchildren or whatever is going to be taking care of your things comes in, God forbid, one day and you're not here, and takes one organized notebook that has your bank statements and brokerage statements, investment statements, and all these things all in one book with phone numbers and so forth. That's the ultimate way of kind of knowing where you are, taking inventory of what you have, you know, looking, making sure you have the right beneficiaries, and use of an organizer. And again, the organizer is not just really upon your death. Your organizer should be used every year, kind of clean out old statements, start a new year with an organizer, and you kind of see where you are to take control of this. So that's number one, know where you are. Where are you going? Okay. Now we're going to get to the GPS. By the way, our website is MahoneyGPS.com, www. Do people even do www anymore? Okay, so it's MahoneyGPS.com. It's a roadmap. Okay, so where are you going? And the reason why I have MahoneyGPS.com and all our books, the subtitle is A GPS for Your Retirement, is because like a GPS, let's say you're going to a wedding, you put in where you want to go. Your destination is, I don't know, somewhere in the Hudson Valley. Click, click, click. And again, I call my little GPS Mindy. Mindy's like, okay, take a left-hand turn, rerouting, all these things, right? But your destination's there. And same thing for you. Where are you going? You should say to yourself, okay, where am I going? I want $8,000 a month when I retire at age 65. That's where I'm going. And then we have something on your on our website, Mahoney GPS. You can follow the five steps, you know, putting in some numbers, doing a financial calculator, and seeing where you're going to hit your destination, your target being, let's say in this example, I want $8,000 a month at age 65. So know where you're going, because, again, you've heard this all the time about goal setting. You know, you get sick of hearing it, but it's really true. When you get something in writing and you start looking at it, it starts crystallizing kind of where you are going. And it also reduces stress, because if, in fact, if you have everything together in front of you, looking at where you are, where you're going, again, in its simplest form, it gives you greater confidence through retirement that you can do the things you want to do. Because in a moment, we're going to get to lifestyle and what you want to do when you grow up, so to speak. So where you're going, and we think the best way to do that is through our GPS. Yes, a little plug on that, a big plug on that, MahoneyGPS.com. But in that GPS, we kind of look at, you know, where you're going. Oh, okay, you need to go onto Route 9A. Oh, okay, you need to 9W and so forth and so on, and getting to your destination. Same is true. And then, of course, you want to monitor that. Once you set it up, this is my destination. These are the steps I need to take each year. At least once a year, go through, look at your coordinates, and make sure that you're on course and not off course. And that's the whole GPS part of it. Well, right after this message, we'll be back talking about the 10 things you must do before you retire. I'm Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. And you just heard from our pal, Mike Bennett of Mike and Casey in the Morning, the most popular station in the Hudson Valley. And he offered my book for free, my free book, Not Your Father's Retirement. For the first 20 callers, get a pen and paper. Here we go. 845-371-0101. We cover a lot of topics. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. I do think the perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning is my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So 845-371-0101. Now it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But this morning, the early bird gets the worm. That's you. So it's 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on the wheel, we got you covered. Going to work, coming back from seeing a friend this early in the morning, we got you covered. Get home, whud.com, lower right-hand corner, click for the book, and we'll get the book to you. Again, so two different ways of getting calling 845-371-0101 or go to WHUD's website, WHUD, lower right-hand corner, and there's your book. So right before the break, we're talking about the 10 things you must do before you retire, and that's today's topic on GPS for Your Finances. And again, of course, every weekday, I give a market report. The Mike and Casey Show at 8:25 in the morning. We talk about the national averages, national news, local averages, local business news, and so forth and so on. And we got you covered drive time. Andy Bell Show, Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management around 5:15. He'll also give you the national news, national averages, local news, local averages, all those things, the Hudson Valley Index. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a break. And I'm with you every Sunday morning here at 6 a.m. So glad you're joining us to the 10 things you must do before you retire. Now, the first one was know where you are. Take inventory of what you have. How's it registered and so forth and so on. We almost completed where are you going before the break. We talked about, hey, what is your destination? How much you want per month? When does that start? How is that going to happen? I should also say, you know, we use a GPS, as I mentioned. MahoneyGPS.com is a website. 5 steps there that you can do very easily. Put in where you're going, and it'll show you how to get there through these financial calculators. We also, when you start thinking about, hey, gee, you know, down the road, or you know, I'd like to have $10,000 a month, or I'd like to have $5,000 a month, you know, during retirement, whatever that number is, you know, we do have to look at the impact of inflation. That's one of the things that we do when you use financial calculators. So, you know, about 95% of the people do not have a written plan when it comes to financial goals. It's that simple. That's something we like to do. I know it sounds corny, oh, goals, 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 but yeah, once you start putting your goals on paper, you get moved closer to the goal because it makes it more real. It's crystallized, it's concrete. And then when you're spending some time in Italy, you're not worrying about, geez, should I be doing this trip? I mean, we always have that financial guilt, right? We all kind of raised with scarcity. Money doesn't grow on trees and all those type of things. And here we're in Italy enjoying ourselves, and we stop and think, did I pay too much for this trip? Should we have done this? Again, when you start putting together some of these, you know, ideas and the GPS, the way we think the GPS should work, and navigating yourself towards a good retirement, when you go on these trips or make a home improvement, whatever these things you're doing, it's in the context of how much money you're going to spend. And you don't have these kind of guilty type of, you know, trips and so forth. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to your GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Got the eggs going, the toast going, coffee, tea. Love Sunday mornings. I'm glad you're spending with us here as well. Number 3 of the 10 things you must do before you retire, and that is try to figure out what you want to do in this transition. I say transition because people don't recognize that. You know, whole life we kind of future think it. We're in elementary school, we say, hey, I can't wait to get to middle school. That's the ticket. Once I get to middle school, that's the and you get to middle school and say, wait a second, I see the guys in high school and girls in high school, they have driver's license. That's the ticket. I can't wait to get to high school and get my car license, have my boyfriend, my girlfriend. Oh, high school, guys, it's so confining. I can't wait to college. I see my friends in college, and oh my God, they love college. You get to college and say, oh, I can't wait to get my first job. I'm interviewing for my first job, and we do this all right. And then what happens? We get our first job or we get our jobs, and then what do we start doing? I can't wait to retire, because we're doing that our whole life, programming for the next phase. Then you get a retirement, and you get home, and now your coworkers are not there anymore. Your routine is gone. You say to yourself, what the hell did I just do? Doesn't always happen like that. But I've heard of some clients who told me, like the movie Groundhog Day, which is funny but not so funny. Bill Murray, remember that classic movie? And the Groundhog Day is basically the same day over and over again. Of course, he makes it interesting by changing some things and so forth. And this particular client said, look, it's kind of like, okay, the bell rings or alarm rings and, you know, I got you, babe. Remember that Sonny and Cher song in Groundhog Day? So he starts the day, you know, and then also he says, it's like the same thing over and over again. You know, when I went to work, this was going on, that was going on, and so forth. So when you make the transition to retirement, really think about, you know, your purpose and what you're going to do. You can spend more time with grandchildren, great. You can do more traveling, great. You can volunteer, great. Whatever it is, what you want to do, but have a plan for it. You'd be surprised. There are a number of people who probably don't go through counseling through this because it's supposed to be such a great phase. But, you know, all this mantra of going to retire, and then you go to retire and say, jeez. I had a client who was going to the city, you know, planes, trains, automobiles to get there, you know, real pain in the neck, you know, an hour and a half each way. Some of you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, 3 hours commute day, you know, that's 15 hours a week, put it together, 60 hours a month of commuting time. And then she said, I've had it retired and so forth. And she got a little, she's doing great now, but she's a little bit wobbly early on because she goes, you know what, that bus ride it took, it was like a quasi book club. You know, we talk about different books and, you know, we enjoy that ride. Then I got to work, you know, worked a couple hours. Then I had my lunch buddies that I'd hang out with, and most of us had grandchildren at that time, and we spoke about what's going on. And then finally on the way home, on the bus ride, another group of women for her and so forth. My point is that, you know, even when we're children, we like to have this kind of like, I don't know how you're gonna say, structure, you know, this kind of daily structure. And then as and we get older, next thing we have a structure. For this person, the structure was, you know, getting on a bus, you know, early in the morning, but still talking about books, you know, going to lunch and, you know, meeting with her friends and from coworkers, and on the way back again, some other group of friends. And that was her day for a lot of years. And she didn't really think about, gee, that's gone. I mean, you can still keep in touch with friends, of course, but that type of structure is gone. Are you ready for that? So when I think about the 10 things you must do to retire, while I wrote it down as number three, lifestyle, travel, and what do you want to do with your time in the transition, I could easily make that the number one thing you need to do is to kind of think about the transition, about retirement. Now, everybody's going to say, no, no, Ken, you can't. You understand, I can't wait to retire. You know what? I've had one client say, I'm going to retire. It was almost like 25 minutes later, he goes, I'm bored. I walk the dog a couple times a day, and I'm bored, I want to do something. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be for you or not for you, but I want you to realize that retirement is a transition. And we're going to be right back with a GPS for your finances and today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. We'll be right back after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. We're only up to number three, so we got some work to do here in the last segment. And of course, listen to us on Mike and Casey's show around 8:25 every morning, where I give the market report, national news, national averages, local averages, local news. And on the way home, he gets you covered. Andy Bale Show around 5:15. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, tells you what's going on there. Now, you just heard from our good friend Mike Bennett, who offered my book, $20. The first 20 callers will get this book for free this morning. Now, get ready. 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. Somewhat a semi-autobiography, because my father also was someone who had a worked at a union, had a pension, health care, gosh, dental. Can you imagine that these days? Dental, vision, all these type of things. But Not Your Father's Retirement, because you may not have that, and you have to build your own retirement. So it sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get the book for free right now. 845-371-0101. And finally, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday. Some Sundays you're barbecuing, some Sundays you're away, some Sundays you're tuning in. You can't catch them all, but a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, I believe, is Not Your Father's Retirement, chapters on different topics that we do cover right here. So it's 845-371-0101. And if you're driving, two hands on the wheel when you get back to a desktop or a laptop or smartphone, WHUD.com, lower right hand corner, Mahoney Asset Management book offer right there for you. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. And the reason why we're tackling that, that's gonna be my new book. I'm sure you've heard all the book offers on WHD over the years, Life on Your Terms, Not Your Father's Retirement, A Tale of Two Retirements, A GPS for your Finances. What am I missing here? I'm sure. Now What? A Guide to Financial. Yeah, we have them all. So we have seven different books I wrote, offering them all on WHD. And this book soon, I'm still writing it, still editing it, and sharing with you this morning, the 10 things you must do before you retire. First thing we tackled is take an inventory of what you have. Know where you are. Okay, you think that's easy enough? Where are you going? Well, that's our flagship GPS model that we use to make sure you're navigating and that you're on course. See MahoneyGPS.com for more information about that. And number three, we just tackled, this is a big transition. You know, this is a transition that everybody looks forwards to. You know, you start working at 22 years old, and for the next 40 years, you say, I can't wait till I retire. Then you retire. For some people, and for some of those people, you know, they wake up and say, what did I do? Okay, I don't see the same interaction. I don't see the same people. It is a life change. It could be a very positive life change. Should be a very positive life change, but people don't recognize sometimes times when they retire, that their structure, the things they were doing day-to-day basis that they thrived on or looked forward to, are no longer there. And I've given you a couple examples before the break. Number four on 10 things you must do is protect oneself. Of course, you want to protect yourself, but that's with insurances and so forth. Again, you may have life insurance. You may not need life insurance. At that time, you may have, before you retired in your 30s and 40s, had young children running around, a big mortgage, and you know, college costs coming up. And now the kids are grown, hopefully, let's say in that example, no more college costs. And you have this big life insurance policy that you're paying for. And you have other assets, maybe you don't need it. Maybe you need more life insurance. I don't know, but just as an example, some people I find in the age group that's ready to retire need less of life insurance and need more long-term care insurance. Now, we've had different guests on talk about long-term care insurance right here on the show on GPS for Finances. And for some people, it makes a lot of sense. God forbid one or two, you know, one of the spouses gets sick, could drain the other spouse. And we've seen in this area, $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month. I see it firsthand where clients have to call and need $12,000 for their mom or $12,000 for the spouse per month. So maybe long-term care is something that you need. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us because our topic today, 10 things you must do before you retire. And we tackled number four, or tackling number four, which is protect oneself. You know, insurance reviews, long-term care insurance. And long-term care insurance is very expensive. I'm the first one to tell you that. And I don't know. And look, if we all know our future, it's either the cheapest thing we're going to do, or, you know, gosh, you know, you pay for 3 months and God forbid you get long-term illness. Wow, thank God you had the insurance. Or it could be the most expensive thing you have. You know, you pay for 20 years and don't use it. By the way, that's a good thing. Some people call me and say, Ken, I'm still paying for life insurance. I'm like, Johnny, great to hear your voice. I'm glad you're still paying for life insurance. It's not the point of getting life insurance and hitting the lotto and winning it. The point is just to protect yourself in case something happens. Same thing with long-term care. Number five, a tale of two retirements. Yes, topic number five, tale of two. Wait a second. That's Charles Dickens. I took it from him a little bit, but he didn't say tale of two. He said tale of two cities. Well, tale of two cities was between London and Paris and the taxation. And again, we want to protect oneself when it comes to taxes because, you know, we want to know which bucket we want to pull from. So at the end of the day, you need to know your tax charts and need to know where you are, what levels you are. And then from there, you can see which bucket you want to pull from. So some people are going to be required to take from required minimum distribution at 70 and a half. So that's something that you want to do. But then what other buckets you want to take from? So when we start looking at a tale of two retirements, one tale is someone who doesn't really think about taxes and just kind of takes money from every which direction and so forth. The tale I want to share with you is the right tale, which is what is the best way to receive income? Do you defer something? Do you take money in taxable? Do you take from your Roth first? Do you take from your joint account? Well, it depends on the tax brackets. And so what we do is take a look at the tax brackets and see what different, you know, vehicles you have. You may have a pension, Social Security coming in. You may have different assets that you could take, some you want to defer. That's really important during retirement. So it's not what you earn. Can you remember the saying? It's what you keep. Thank you for finishing the sentence for me. So that's really important when you think about protecting oneself or a tale of two retirements in this case, looking at it from the big picture. Another thing you should do, number six, or 10 things you must do is legal. You know, make sure your wills are updated. They could have been a death, a divorce in a family. You may need healthcare proxies and you know how those things work. Old wills, updating old wills. You know, get these things in order and then enjoy your retirement. Number seven, risk reward of the markets. Hey, if you're 95% in equities and stocks right now and you're retired, probably not a good thing to do. You want to kind of rebalance that. Dealing with debt in retirement. Well, your goal is to try to reduce debt so you don't have a lot of debt. Again, I'm flying right through these because I'm trying to get through 10. But next episode, next Sunday, we'll tackle these in more detail. And leaving a legacy. Look, a lot of things a lot of grandparents want to do for the children and grandchildren. There's a lot of things you can do. Setting up trust, setting up college funds and so forth. Well, time goes by so fast. I hope you enjoyed the 10 things you must do on GPS for your finances. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.